This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Dennis Prager wrote a piece on how leftism has ruined women, and it made me think about some other things. And I'm going to get into Dennis's aspect of this in this hour, and I want you to consider this with me. And I'm going to do a whole thing on man's being a man later on. It's a best of show, and we'll probably combine it with this and run it as a best of down the road whenever I have to take a break or something like that. But I think this is going to be one of these hours you're not going to want to miss. Leftists have ruined women. When I grew up, I exalted women. When I say exalted, I put women on a pedestal like you wouldn't believe. Now, I was raised by my grandparents, and they use words like courting. There was a lot of civility in relationships. There's no Tinders, and I don't even know the apps, but there were no hookup apps. And if you hooked up, my grandmother had a definition for women who hooked up. They were called fast. And what that meant is a dude knew the minute that he got you alone, you would give it up. And it was not a good thing. When a woman referred to another woman as, well, she's fast, it would admit she's a skank, right? In more ways than one. And so it wasn't a look, I'm not here to make moralize one way or the other. It is your body. You can do what you want. But here's what I'll tell you. There are many things. There are many women who were fast who no longer want to even be known. They moved. They left their city. They don't keep in touch with friends and a whole other thing. And I'm not telling you whether that's good or bad, but I think that what happens is women who were fast say, you know what, I was really silly. I didn't have enough respect for myself, blah, blah, blah. I think, don't misunderstand me either. There are women who have healthy libidos and yada, yada. I'm not here. Again, I'm going to use the disclaimer. I'm not moralizing. As a dude, I will tell you, I rather enjoy fast women. But I'm not going to tell you that it's something that I would want my daughter to be if I had one. But if one of my girl, one of my female friends were to say, y'all thought I messed up. One of my girlfriends, now I'm not talking about that. If one of my female friends said, yeah, Kevin, when I was back in the day, I used to be kind of a fast girl. I would be like, really? I would be more probing as to why. Why do you think you were? Now, I have my theories. I think women who don't have a good relationship with their fathers, I ain't Dr. Phil-ing you here, okay? I'm just telling you, my gut feel is women who do not have good relationships with their fathers tend to be a little more promiscuous. Because if they love their daddy and daddy treats them really good, a woman, there is no science. There's no science here, people. This is just Kevin Jackson's opinion. But I think when they do have that healthy relationship, they say to themselves, okay, I want to find a guy like my dad. And that's not easy to find if he's a good guy. Now, it's one thing to have a good relationship with your daddy, but he's a heel. He's a bad boy. He, hits mama and he doesn't come home, but everybody treats you. That's a whole other aspect. So what I'm talking about is a functional father, a true father, engaged, building his daughter up, making sure she has esteem, and also proves it by having a good relationship with his spouse, the girl's mother. That's a recipe for success. Doesn't mean you can't fail, but it is a good recipe for success. That is why, for example, we've launched One Urban Voice. We want inner city parents to and young girls to pick good partners, to start building themselves back up in terms of what it means to be a woman. And here's what I'm going to tell you, guys, earmuffs, women, you're better than we are. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Folks, I tell you, from the moment I became sentient, I doted on the women of my family. I respected the men of my family. The person I respect the most in the world is my great-grandfather, Papa, Stephen Burton. That man has more influence on me than any single person in the world. And so, while I have a ton of respect for women, my great-grandfather is the one who instilled in me that respect that I carried forward. My grandparents who raised me, my grandmother was a stronger personality, and she instilled in me that women could be strong. They were not weak, but they were different. They thought differently than men. My grandmother and grandfather, they thought differently. But my grandmother knew how, you know, she could make me understand her way of view. So I had strong women around me. By the way, most young black men, we have strong women figures, strong female figures. We do. Sadly, not by choice. Because we've got weak-kneed, you know, pansy-ass dudes that run away from their responsibility because, unlike what I'm going to talk about today with Prager's deal, I could do a whole other thing on how men have become so emasculated and chumped out. That's a whole other show. So what's happened, what I'm going at is that I exalted women. I think most conservative men, we see women as the cradle of civilization, the salt of the earth. Don't aspire to be men. Why would you lower yourself to that standard? And it isn't even a criticism of men per se. I'm talking about real men. I'm proud to be a real man. Y'all, many of you have heard my stand-up on it. I exalt real men. We feast on the carcasses of these pansies that on the other side. They don't have any real men on the left. But we are not worthy to be in the same room with a woman. When a woman of our that we want to aspire to be with accepts us, we are grateful because we know we are always out of our league when we pick the right woman. Can I get an amen for the women in this mug? Yeah, amen. Strong J, Kevin, way to go. Woo, he's amazing. But so is she. So that's what I want to talk about. The changing nature of women, because that's what leftism is about. Leftists believe they can change the nature of us, the nature of men, the nature of women, the way we think, the way we act, what we do, societal norms, etc. And let me tell you, there are innate things that make me a man that I can guarantee you does not circulate in the body of a woman.
Kevin, how do you know? You ain't never been no woman or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Think what you want. I know how guys think. And I've been around a lot of women, including gay ones that were very butch, probably look more butch than I am, and they still didn't think like I did. It's not natural for them. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking.
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
When you think of womanhood, when you think of femininity, feminist, feminism, anything involving the female form, the female attitude, etc. What do you think about? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what I think of. I think of just beauty beyond imagination when I think of women. I'm talking about good women. Good conservative women. I think about people who know, you know, there's an old saying that beauty calms the savage beast. That's the way I see women. I see women as they know how to confront in such a way that you grow from it. And when I get into this Prager story, which I'm starting to a little bit, you'll see that the way Prager talks about what leftists have done to destroy women. It's true. Now, what are we talking about right now? We're talking about things like the transgender movement, the LGBTQ, right? The T's of the LGBTQ, IA, whatever they call themselves. these transformational men who become women who are now dominating women in one aspect of womanhood, in their physicality. But here's what I will tell you. We can win all the beauty contests we want. We can go appear on Maury, and we have men who've transformed. I'm chuckling at this, but they transform into women, and they look better than 98% of the women on the planet. It's maybe women transform into men, and they're good looking too, but I haven't seen it. Chaz Bono is not going to win any hunky contest. You get what I'm saying? It usually doesn't go the other way. And you think it would because you're a woman, you're becoming a man, you grow big, you think, oh, you got feminine features. Nah, it ain't like mulatto kids. Where you go, if you put black and white together, you generally get a pretty good looking kid. Nope, not like that. So anyway, the transgender movement has now put a whole new wrinkle on womanhood. And as Dennis Prager aptly points out, it's destroying women. So he writes this, as I've documented on a number of occasions, the left ruins everything it touches. Hey, Dennis, so do I. He says, there is no exception. Dennis, I've said the same thing. People on this very program, I said, you will not find anything that, let's just use Joe Biden, that Joe Biden's touched that is doing any good. And it's not going to happen. You're not going to find anything that leftists have said, we want to help where help actually occurred. It doesn't happen. Prager goes on, from universities to high schools, and now even including elementary schools, to late night TV, to sports, to the arts, and increasingly science, the left is a destruction machine. He could have gone on and he could have talked about entertainment. He could have talked about capitalism, business. Leftism has entered every aspect of our society. It has increased the amount of money you must spend on it. It has increased the amount of aggravation you must spend on it. And it's not, none of it is going to improve. It never will. And let me tell you, you want to know what the successful company of tomorrow will be? One that says, screw your wokeness. We just make a product. He says, and nowhere is this damage more evident or tragic than with regard to women. In fact, nothing demonstrates the power of left-wing ideology as much as what this ideology has done to women. So powerful is the leftist ideology, it is more powerful than women's nature. That's profound. So he goes into number one, and he gives five examples, and we're going to talk about this hour. And I'm going to weave it into everything that's going on, so don't think you're going to be bored. And by the way, when we do run this, because this will be a best of, I can tell you, I already know the content in my head. As we understand this, I want you to know this. It doesn't matter whether the circumstances have changed, the news has changed, it won't matter. What I tell you is going to fit today. It'll be fit in 10 years. Who knows? It may be worse in 10 years. But he says, number one, the desire to bond with a man. Now, before I get into what he says, let me tell you, I did not even know what a misogynist was, I mean, until years ago. I didn't know. Up until I was 30, I'd never heard the term. Misogynist. I've heard misogynist more in the last decade than you should hear in 50 lifetimes. And the idea is there are men out there who hate women. That is what misogyny is. Now, I've watched enough shows with these serial killers who've, you know, killed prostitutes or whatever else because they hate women. Maybe daddy participated with prostitutes or whatever, so they're like, oh, I hate her, and they go kill them. That is a true misogynist, somebody who hates women. Because, and generally it is born of a male child who has a very estranged relationship with his mother. That's what that's born of. Again, I'm not trying to get all Dr. Phil on you, but this is what I'm told. But the desire to bond with a man, that is natural, the same as it is the desire for a man to bond with a woman, and we'll get into that. But what Prager says is, for all of recorded history, virtually all women sought a man with whom to bond. Of course, a progressive would argue that this wasn't true because of all societies implanted this desire in women because societal pressure gave women little choice about the matter. It is not, progressives would argue, innate to female nature to yearn for a man. Now, I'm with Prager on this. It absolutely is. And one of the things I say during my comedy routine and sometimes just during speeches is, show me your feminist, your leftist feminist, and show me her dude. I'll show you a woman who can't wait to find herself a conservative alpha male. She may have that little boy toy on her hand for public appearances, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty, she wants a all chunky man. She wants she wants Kevin Jackson, a guy like me. Now, that's not me feeding my ego, because I don't necessarily want her. But I know I'm telling you, we can argue about it, and there are people that are going to, yeah, I know a lesbian that never, whatever. They know some gold star lesbians, fine. There are some women that are born dudes for all intents and purposes, and they never do want to be with a guy. But overwhelmingly, 98% of the time, women want the alpha dude. I'm not talking about the bad boy. I'm talking about the dude that is going to protect the family. He doesn't have to be bad. But he says, whatever the reason, innate or societal expectation, it is a fact that women desiring a man was virtually universal. Then came modern left-wing feminism, which communicated to generations of young women through almost every influence in their lives, especially teachers in the media, that a woman doesn't need a man. When we come back, we'll touch more on this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is increasing the amount of intelligence it shares with Ukraine in their ongoing war with Russia. U.S. officials saying it's believed Russia is now shifting its focus to concentrate on the eastern and southern parts of Ukraine. The suspect in Tuesday's New York City subway shooting has been ordered held without bail. Frank James turning himself in a day after authorities say he unleashed smoke bombs and dozens of bullets in a train full of morning commuters, shooting 10 people. He faces federal terrorism charges based on the fact the events took place on a mass transit system. James' lawyer, Mia Eisner-Grinberg, speaking Thursday.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
USA Radio News. The McBride fire is raging near Ruidoso, New Mexico, and has killed at least two people and is currently 0% contained. Incident Commander Dave Bales says his team took control of overseeing the fire response and says they will be bringing a full range of logistics to the local community and firefighters.
A lot of these folks have been fighting fire for nonstop for about 2 days. So we're trying to get those folks rest. We've ordered in a large contingent of resources to come into us.
Over 200 homes have been destroyed in the fire. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing a pro-life bill into law that bans abortions beyond 15 weeks of pregnancy. He says the bill will defend those who cannot defend themselves.
It's a statement of our values that every life is important.
Exceptions to the bill are permitted in cases with a risk to the mother's health or life, and if the baby has a fetal abnormality. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can almost hear the song playing now. When a Man Loves a Woman. What's his name? Percy something? Percy Sledge. When a man loves a woman, just can't keep his mind on nothing else. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We are talking about how leftism has ruined women. And it's an article that I read from Dennis Prager, and the first point that Dennis Prager makes is that there is a desire of women to bond with a man. But now that we've got all this gender fluidity and all these other things that people keep talking about, that desire is pretty much gone. Women, you know, feel like, oh, I can experiment and I can do all these other things. As I say, there are things that drive your physiology. If it's left unchecked, you will naturally have an affinity the same way that a male lion isn't trying to mate with another male lion. He is looking for a female. At KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I told people I would get fired over my stance against leftist feminists. I am all for feminists, women who feel proud to be women. See, that's a interesting thing when you think about it. What is the pride of being a woman? The pride of being a woman is saying, Kevin, I'm a woman. I can do a lot of things that men can do. Don't underestimate me, blah, blah, blah. But understand, you're a woman. The fact that I can have a baby and you can't, Kevin Jackson. Ooh, you're so right. I'm not going to argue with a woman over that. She's exactly right. So there are things that women can't do. And I'd say, well, the fact that, you can't lift 700 pounds. You know, I'd find something that men could do and say, that's what makes me proud to be a man. Because I am. I'm so proud to be a man. Toxically masculine. I talk about it quite a bit. So anyway, Prager goes on to say is the reality is most women need a man just as most men need a woman. And he says this, most men do not fully grow up without a woman and most women do not fully grow up without a man. And he's talking about heterosexual men and women. He says, if you need proof, ask almost any married person, man or woman, if marriage matured them. Next thing he talks about. When he talks about the leftist attack on women, he says the desire to marry. He says along with wanting a man, the vast majority of women wanted to marry. It was assumed that wanting that public commitment to and from a man was part of a female nature. Let this left has successfully undone that part of a woman's nature too. See, I don't think they've undone it. I think they've stifled it. They've made people believe that it's been undone, but I don't believe it's undone. But I understand what he's trying to say. And I think most of you would too. Prager's an astute guy. And just for the record, it's okay to have these discussions. I think this is an amazing discussion. I would ask the women listening, send me a note, write to me, leave us a message. Ask, you know, answer the question, did you want to marry? You know, you have a lot of people who say, oh, no, we're living together because we're just happy to live together. And I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going to tell you something, dudes. No matter what a woman says when she tells you that, she's lying. She wants to be married. She wants a commitment. You just might not be the guy, and she's using you as a placeholder. Or you may be the guy, and she's placating you because she doesn't want to chase you away. But either way, she wants to be married. It may not be to you, but she does. He goes on, he says, as a result of feminist and other left-wing indoctrination, the belief that a woman doesn't need a man led to the inevitable upshot. Marriage isn't necessary. I'll use a man like a female hyenas use male hyenas. I will use you to procreate and that's it. I don't need you. My children don't need you. He goes on, he says, and it might even be a tool of oppression. As a result of that, a smaller percentage of American women are marrying than ever before. They run on this delusion that they're not going to need a man. They're okay. Let me tell you, talk to these spinsters. Talk to the hairy underarm crowd. You know why so many lesbian women exist on the left? Because they follow this society, new societal norm, and they finally just make themselves so unattractive, so deplorable that no guy wants them. So then they become misandrist. They hate men. They say it's our fault. They'll tell you in an instant, it's your fault. He says this has serious social consequences. We have long known that single men perpetrate most of the violent crime in society. Single men are a societal problem the same way rogue elephants are in the Serengeti. He didn't say that, but he's talking about single men as being a problem. What we have not acknowledged and perhaps not even known, he says, are the deleterious effects of women not marrying. He says, while single women don't commit nearly as much violent crime as single men do, though they may be starting to catch up, single women are increasingly a societal problem. The most obvious problem is that women who have children without ever marrying their children's father or another man produce a highly disproportionate percentage of social misfits. This reminds me of the book that made Dinesh D'Souza famous, where he talked about the statistics around all of these different things. And people got upset. He goes, look, the numbers don't lie. Poor single mothers are the single biggest source of inmates. You may not like that statistic.
What are you trying to say? My child is a miscreant. He's going to go to prison?
No, but I'm saying your child has a higher probability than most. If you are a poor single mother, he goes on, they are more likely to be angry and to express that anger in support of radical causes that undermine society. I didn't even know this. I bet you're learning this too. He says, as Barron's reported, while overall a mere 14.2% of the population contributed to racial justice causes such as Black Lives Matter in 2020, nearly half of single women in the United States, a larger percentage than single men or married couples, supported or were actively involved in radical justice protests. Why do you think I call them the hairy underarm crowd, the vagina hat wearers? These single women have backed themselves into an ideological corner. Nobody wants them, and they're mad. They're mad at us. They think it's our fault. We have nothing to do with it. Nothing. If those women were to, you know, do things that were feminine. And I know, oh, Kevin, there you go with that misogynistic talk. No, I'm telling you. There are things that women do to attract, the same thing that happens in nature. The female tends to be the more adorned. Right? Now, men will have, you know, fancy feathers and things like this. And I'm not saying that there aren't exceptions to this. But I'm saying because the men have to perform. You know, they got to do the fancy dances. You ever seen the birds in Africa doing them fancy dances? But the female will make herself available. She will let him, you know, the male counterpart in nature know, I'm available. But, you know, the guy does all the dancing. Love those birds when they do it. But the point is this. A female will let you know that she's receptive to you as a mate. And that's why the guys do the dances and they fight each other and we kill each other and we do all kinds of crazy stuff. And the females just watch as we destroy ourselves. And sadly, I hate to say this, but by the time women realize that the numbers are so skewed, you know, when there's, it's almost too late. Because the good guys are gone. They wake up way too late and realize, okay, I should have been really doing things to be feminine. And it's a bad word to a lot of these women, to be feminine. It's okay to be a feminist, but not to be feminine, not to be ladylike, not to be a woman. Supreme Court justice can't even tell you what a woman is. I'm going to play a clip of a guy. He can't even tell you what a man is. These smug rascals. Anyway, he says, as reported by one woman activist organization, Women's Voices, Women's Vote, already in the 2012 election, the marriage gap dwarfed the gender gap. The next one we'll delve into, and this is Prager, gave five reasons that the feminist movement has ruined women. And the next one is the desire to have children. They've taken it away. He says, at least as much as wanting to bond with a man and wanting to get married were deemed a part of a woman's nature, the desire to have children was regarded even more embedded in female nature. We'll come back. We'll discuss this more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
It's about to get ugly in here because we're talking about Dennis Prager's top 5 reasons of how leftists have ruined women. And I don't think many of you are disagreeing with me right about now. Leftism stinks on ice. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Love for some women to chime in. 844-551-8255. So we've covered multiple areas of this. Number one was the desire to bond with a man is a natural, innate thing for a woman, but not the women of today. The second thing that Prager talked about was the desire to marry. That's something that little girls plan from, you know, early on. Bridal magazines dedicated to it, all this kind of stuff. Little boys, we don't have bridal. I mean, there may be some bridal magazines for the gay guys, but for the most part, we don't have them. We certainly don't dream of getting up, of getting married and having this idea of, oh, I'm going to have the fairy tale wedding. We just go along to get along when it's time to get married. But that was number two. Number three, the desire to have cheerins, little crumb snatches. Yeah, don't you get want to get yourself some little cheerins? Give your mama and daddy some grandbabies. Women are programmed for this. People can debate me. Whatever. He says, yet incredibly, leftist ideology is even succeeding in eliminating that part of a woman's makeup. More women than ever before, abroad as well as in America, are choosing not to have children. See, for example, the article, More Women Like Me Are Choosing to Be Child-Free. Is This the Age of Opting Out? Published appropriately in The Guardian. The author ends her piece this way. I'll say it plain. I don't want children. I never have, and it doesn't feel like doesn't feel like any kind of lack. To me, it just feels like being alive. And she speaks for an increasing number of women. They don't even want motherhood. The one thing that they have over men, and they give it up. Well, like I said, we're sending our operatives over. The transsexual men are coming over, and we're taking over. The next one, number four, the desire to have sex with commitment. He says another part of a woman's nature that the left has undermined is the desire of women to have sexual relations with a man who might commit to her, or at the very least, to have sex only with a man to whom she has some emotional attachment. Boy, is that dead. It is I was listening to some people talk about Tinder, which is, I guess, a hookup app, and they were saying that Tinder's now trying at least to bring back this, like, a question, like, you at least need to know a couple things about the person you're going to hook up with. They don't want the app to just be a hookup app. Let me tell you why. Because the women who go out and do this, they have empty holes. They do. They have. There's an emptiness in them. That's why they're doing it. And Tinder's going, okay, great. You guys hook up, you get together, you leave, and you think you're quenched. Maybe the guy is, because that's just dudes. The woman is not quenched. And no matter how she, I'm going to tell you this. I can't speak for women in the sense of having been one, but I'll tell you this. I know enough of them that would tell you it's empty. They want commitment. They want something. They won't admit it. These leftist feminists, they won't admit it. They won't admit they need a man. They won't admit they want children. They opt out because they feel backed into a corner. But who backed them there? Who backed them in there? It wasn't men. All they got to do is make some form of an attitude adjustment. And I don't mean to placate a guy. I'm not talking about change who you are at your core. And for the record, there are women who don't want to have babies. But I will tell you this. I have friends, a couple of them, who can't have children. It's devastating to them. To both of them. The man is like, I want my wife to feel that. That's what every woman is kind of promised as part of their DNA. He says, three generations of American women have been indoctrinated into believing that their sexual nature is the same as that of a man. Therefore, she can have hookups, i.e. non-emotional, non-committed sex, just like men can, with no emotional fallout. And so, many women do. But a far greater percentage of them, I didn't even read this part, but I'm reading it now, I just said it. Said, experience regret or even depression than do young men who engage in hookup sex, a form of sex that indeed is part of the male nature. The male nature is, I shall sow my seed wherever I wish, you know? Just is. Takes a lot of maturity to go, you know what? I'm done with that. And then he gets into one, and we can retrack on some, recap some of these, but before I even get into the last one, because it's the deepest, it's the one that has the most societal impact, I want to say this. I'm certainly not condemning women. I think women, I told you guys how I grew up feeling about women, revering them. Nobody told me to. I mean, I was told, no, never hit a man. A real man would never hit a woman, all that kind of stuff. But I just remember, and I should say nobody told me. I don't consciously remember being told. I do. I can say that, yes, there was talk amongst my family that put women a little bit above, but nothing to the degree that in the sense of how I feel it, where I say, nope, women are better than men. And I'm not even telling you that guys are bad. I'm not one of these people that say, man, men are dogs. I do know some dogs. Yeah, men can be dogs. And I know some women that can be cats, if you know what I mean. But men are dogs. We do think, you know, we're gross, we're vulgar, you know, we're quick to fight, quick to stir, you know, whatever. Until we find the right woman. And then you can get settled down. So I'm just saying, there's a yin and a yang to the universe, and it has to do with a man being a real man and a woman being a real woman. And what the left has done, according to Dennis Prager and according to Kevin Jackson, too, because I believe this, they've destroyed that. We could have a whole other show, and I've got one similar that I'm going to be doing about man, you know, toxic masculinity, the whole manhood thing. And it was based on a group of guys who talk about men's stuff. And I'm dissecting what they talk about. It's going to be a good show. But anyway, let me get to this last desire, this last thing. The woman's desire to protect children's innocence. There's a saying, a mama bear, made popular by Sarah Palin. I'm a mama bear, meaning I'm willing to go to bat no matter what the circumstances to protect my kids. It's true in nature. A grizzly will not mess with a mama. A mama bear will fight a bigger male bear, even if it means dying, if it'll save her cubs. They're going to die eventually, but she's going to give it their all. Let me tell you, let me put it a different way. A grizzly male will leave a mama bear alone because the damage she might inflict on him could mean he can't procreate. So he will generally leave her alone because he can take her, but it won't be worth it. The fight in her is going to be so vicious, not like a regular fight, not like she's bringing down an elk. It's going to be so vicious because it's instinctive for her to protect those cubs. You want to know what the most dangerous animal in the woods is? Not the papa grizzly bear. It is that mama when she's with her cubs. If she's by herself, she's not very dangerous. Probably doesn't have a lot of interest in you unless she's, you know, very hungry. But other than that, she's not the most dangerous. Put her cubs near. A lot of the grizzly attacks are that. And I'm using grizzlies as an example. It's true of any of the animal kingdom for the most part. He says, perhaps the most amazing thing progressive ideology has done to women is to subvert the innate female desire to protect children, specifically children's sexual innocence. The movement to teach very young children about sex, about gender fluidity, expose them to drag queen story hours, etc., is overwhelmingly led by and composed of women. See, leftist women hate real women. They do. He goes on, he says, leftism would appear to demonstrate that ideology can trump human nature. Such is the power of social indoctrination. One inevitable result is a generation of more depressed young women, more regrettable middle-aged women than ever before in American history. The left ruins everything it touches. You can add women to the list. I'm going to tell you this. Women will correct. They will correct. But the damage that he's talking about, it is being done and it is massive. But it will correct. You cannot take this nature out of women. I believe that wholeheartedly. There's some good women out there. Thanks, conservative women, for being those.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.